What does redneck mean?
I really don't know. Really don't know, unless it means that they have Indian blood in them, but I don't believe that's what it is. I don't know what a redneck is. I don't know what they mean when they say that.
Do you ever hear people talk about kickers?
No, I haven't heard that one.
And what would blacks call whites that they look down on? Any insulting names blacks would have for whites?
They have them, I'm sure, honey, but I don't know what they are. They call them, now they've gotten so they say whitey, and a lot of people are terribly upset about that, but I don't let that bother me at all.
Has there been much trouble in this neighborhood?
In this neighborhood?
Yeah, this general area.
Mm-mm, no. Once in a while, some moved in over there, but they moved out. The NAACP will pay for them to live in the neighborhood for about a year or something, and if nobody pays any attention to them, then the NAACP stops paying for them and they move out.
Is there a very big NAACP here?
I think so, yes.
What would you call someone who lives way out in the country and who doesn't get into town much, and when he does come to town, like on Saturday, you can look at him and just spot him and immediately know that he comes from...
the country?
Uh-huh. What would you call someone like that? You know the type I mean, that looks real.
I don't know what you call. You mean countrified?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you call them countrified or what?
Well, do you ever hear hillbilly or Hoosier or stump jumper or anything like that?
That's more in other states.
Which of those have you heard?
Say them again, I'll tell you.
Hillbilly or...
Hillbilly is not used around here very much, and, mm-hmm. and neither is Hoosier. Hoosier comes from one of the other states up yonder. We don't use those terms much.
Say if you were at a party and you looked at your watch and saw that it's about 11:30 or so, you'd say, well, now we better be getting home. It's what, midnight?
It's getting near midnight?
And if you were walking...
It's almost midnight.
Huh?
It's almost midnight.
Okay. Say if it was icy outside, you'd say, that ice is hard to walk on. I didn't actually fall down, but a couple of times I slipped and I
nearly fell. Or I like to fall.
And if someone's waiting for you to get ready to go somewhere, and calls out and asks if you'll be ready soon, you'd say, I'll be with you in...
in a minute.
Okay, or another way of saying that, I'll be with you in
a little while.
And if you wanted to know how frequently I went to town, you might ask me how.
How many times have you been to town this week?
Okay. And if I give you a choice of two things and ask you which one do you want, you might say, oh, it doesn't make any difference. Just give me...
either one.
And I might ask you if you know a person.
Some people would say either one, but I wouldn't.
How does that sound to you?
Oh, it's all right if they want to use it.
Uh-huh. Say if I'm...
either one is correct.
Mm-hmm. Say if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, well, I don't know him, but I...
know of him.
Okay. Do you ever say I heard tell of him?
Well, I've heard that used, and I might have used it myself.
How would you probably say that?
So I've heard tell of them.
Okay.